Here is Joyce Mason, the Democrat from Gurnee, an Illinois state representative. Thanks for joining us, Joyce. How are you today?
Hey, thanks for having me, John. I am so excited to be here talking to you. How are you?
Why are you so excited?
Oh, because I've listened to you forever, and I've thought about calling in many times and haven't. So, I'm a little fangirl now. So,
well, thank you for that. Well, you caught our attention because you were the one who said maybe we should what? What should we do about this law in Illinois about tests for senior citizens, Joyce?
Yeah, well, you know, it's really interesting. I was talking to some advocates, including some people from AARP, about a year ago, and I learned that Illinois is the only state that requires road tests for senior citizens. So we have special rules that require additional testing based on age. And during COVID, the Secretary of State kind of waived those tests for people age 75 to 78, and then did a study and learned that accidents didn't go up. So my legislation that I'm going to be proposing is the starting point is to eliminate the age-based road tests, which every other state does.
Right.
And we'll see where it goes. I know if nothing else, we're going to want to codify into law. The Secretary of State is proposing, based on the results of their study, to keep that COVID rule of eliminating testing for age 75 to 78. And then continuing from there. So we'll be, legislation is a starting point, right? So we'll be talking with the Secretary of State.
Are you saying, Joyce, though, that there should be no drivers, no behind-the-wheel testing for anybody?
Not for anybody, no. So although every other state in the United States doesn't have that requirement. Illinois is the only one.
But I mean, all right, but if I'm 90, say you're 90, I mean, I get the point. I've heard from plenty of 70-somethings, and they are completely with you. But 70-somethings may have parents who are in their 90s, and I would think if you're 95, if you still want to drive, you should demonstrate behind the wheel that you can do it. Do you agree with me on that?
I do agree with that. Yeah. So like I said, what I filed last year is a starting point. It's a discussion point. It's what the advocates are pushing for, given that no other state has this requirement. But I'm with you. Like, I don't think that it is unreasonable to ask somebody who's 90, 95, 98, to take a test. But I also think that we need to focus on evidence-based information and not just our perceptions of old people
well,
can't drive.
And it's funny because, as we all know or would guess, and I saw the statistics in the Daily Herald story about this, a 22-year-old is five times more likely they have a higher rate of being in an accident than, say, a 72-year-old. I did want to mention this one a text message that came from one of our listeners. They said, John, please stop saying seniors are safer drivers. When adjusted for miles driven per year, they are very high risk. That's why insurance companies raise the rates of people as they age, regardless of the driving record. So while we do have plenty of 74-year-olds out there, and they are in accidents, it says less often, it may be because they don't drive as much. And if you adjust for miles driven, then they are more likely to be in an accident. I don't know how much more likely, but I'm just sharing that note to you.
No, quite possibly. And, we always, talk about like the Sunday driver, there's a used car for sale and the lady's only driven it to church or the grocery store once a week. So it's a great deal. And that is true. I mean, seniors tend to avoid bad weather.
Yes.
They tend to avoid driving at night. They're going to doctor's appointments, grocery stores, but not commuting like the rest of us are. So I think it's a combination. And I think it's also that we need to keep following the data too as we go.
Well,
so maybe the first step is, you know, codifying the COVID rule of pushing it back to age 78 to start testing, and then continue to follow the data and see where we go from there.
Yeah, I guess so. I wonder if the solution will be, well, if we're going to do it for 78-year-olds who are safe drivers generally, then maybe we should do it for 18-year-olds, make them prove more often. But we don't do that. And I don't know that you're suggesting that. You're not saying everybody should be tested behind the wheel, but rather at what age are we going to put you behind the wheel? And it might be north of 78, right?
Right. But interestingly enough, when you talk about the teen drivers, you know, up till age 24, I think, is the highest rate of accidents.
Yeah.
And the Secretary of State under Jesse White actually did put in additional things a while back. Remember, they added the hours that teen drivers could drive at night and that they couldn't have more than one family member in the car. So additional safeguards have been added over the years based on their risk of accidents.
I'm getting a lot of text messages about this. It was a very busy news click for us, and the audience was a little split, although more than not would say that we should be like Indiana, for instance, and not test senior citizens behind the wheel, at least not up to the age of 78 or after 78. What's the number? We'll see. I'm glad that you're being so open-minded about this, Joyce. We need more legislators like that.
Well, thank you so much.
It's nice to talk to Joyce Mason, the Democrat from Gurnee, the Illinois State Representative. We're out of time, but let's catch up again when this legislation moves forward.
Absolutely. Thanks, John. Have a great holiday.